Hey, I'm the guy who makes 7-Up. I also write the advertising. I just came up with a great new slogan. Make 7-Up yours. Make 7-Up yours. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Make 7-Up yours, baby.
people just love it.
Make 7-Up yours!
Hey, my man, make 7-Up yours.
Make 7-Up yours.
Same to you.
Same to me.
You see, it's catching on already.
Hey, make 7-Up yours, man.
How you gonna stick them up yours?
Oh, we going global with this, baby.
This week in your parents' basement, I don't know why, but I really wanted a cool, crisp, refreshing 7-Up while playing Cool Spot from 1993 by Virgin Games for the Genesis and Super Nintendo. I'm Steve Greenwell, and joining me today is the master of carbonated beverages and frequent co-host, Todd Brisket.
Hey, did you know you can help Spot, who has got Spot Cool Shots, to spot the cages, free his fellow Spot friends and stop Will, and be a totally cool Spot?
I was not aware of that. And our other co-host, he hates blatant product placement as much as he loves the zest of Kraft Italian dressing. It's Huell Hauser.
Breaking news. Spot and his friends, Spot, 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 and Spot, are in trouble, and they need help. Fast!
You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.ypbpodcast.com. I need to buy that copy of Cool Spot that I've had my eyes on.
Sounds familiar.
Well, I didn't actually buy this game. Sorry. Spoiler. This game from 1993 is an incredible example of product placement as you play as Spot, the bottle cap or cherry mascot of 7-Up. Now, 7-Up is a soft drink that's like Sprite or Sierra Mist, but worse.
Wow. That's harsh.
Well, is it? Are you going to dispute it, though?
No, sorry. I've only drinkened Sprite in my life that I can recall, so I can't put it in its proper ranking, but yeah.
No, it's one of those garbage non-cola, non-dark brown colas.
It's an un-cola.
Oh.
Someone got deeper in this game than I did. I nominated this game for coverage because it's been a while since we played a truly horrible game. So why don't we start with you, Brisket? Did this game live up to its awful reputation?
Did it have an awful reputation? I remember a lot of people always seem to be raving about this game. Maybe my memory is fading on the subject of video game hype, but I remember people saying this is the best video game with product placement in it.
I think you've been listening to a little too much your parents' basement. If I do say so.
Okay. Okay, who did somebody in my life tell me something like this in my lifetime?
I guess, because I've honestly not heard anything about Cool Spot.
Oh, okay.
Good, anyway.
Anything good?
Like
well, ever. what you always hear about this game is that
all the time.
It's got a jamming soundtrack.
Okay.
I guess so. It's the opening intro is a cover of Wipeout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where Spot, our hero of this game, he was off on his private island vacation, and he sailed his 7-Up bottle back to the beach.
Yes.
And he found all of his family was kidnapped and held for ransom. The enemy of this game is somebody called Wild Wicked Wily Will.
Mm-hmm.
He's been trying for years to capture a real-life Spot to prove to the world that they really do exist.
Oh. So that must be what the M&M mascots...
They their do exist. If you remember the commercials, it's like blue-collar working men playing pool or doing something else. And then they'll put their 7-Up bottle down on the counter, and the little Spot will hop off and start causing trouble. But they don't they don't notice it. It's like Spot's over there, like pushing glasses off the table, and then the one kooky old man in the corner is glancing over and seeing this red dot pushing glasses off counters. And
does
then
he do that thing? Does he do that thing where he rubs both eyes and like?
Yeah, rubs both eyes. Then he pushes his glass away from like he's finished drinking.
Now, are you describing a commercial or real life? Because I feel like that's happened to me many times.
Where red dots have appeared in front of your eyes, and
I think that means you're having a seizure.
Property gets destroyed.
Yeah, just been minding my own business at the holiday times, and spots come out and knock all my stuff off the table.
What you swatting at?
I feel like you're using a racist term here.
I don't think I was, but
the Red Devil comes along and knocks everything off. No, I don't remember those commercials whatsoever.
I do remember those commercials.
I'm not a slave to the capitalist pigs. Like that's... you two.
Commercials were my entertainment as a young boy.
Yeah. My mom wouldn't let me watch TV shows.
Todd's mom only let him watch commercials, apparently. No books, only commercials.
Only if those books were endorsed by soft drinks.
Yeah, only coloring books from McDonald's. That was the only reading aloud.
It was just the outside of the Happy Meal boxes. That's all he got to take home.
Yeah. Oh, this box is made out of 50% recycled cardboard. Ooh.
Connect the dots.
Also, by the way, as I mentioned in the intro, Wikipedia says that the spot thing is like the cherry from the logo or something.
Yeah.
Is that even a cherry on the logo? I had no idea. I thought it was just a red spot.
I thought it was a bottle cap all these years or something like that.
Yeah, I noticed that in your intro. I never thought it was a bottle cap.
I never thought so either. I think you made that up, Steve.
But is 7-Up like a cherry? Is it like a cherry lime flavor? Because the Sprite thing's always been lemon lime, but did 7-Up take it one step further?
I don't know.
Is that the question here? Should we have done more research?
No.
I'm guessing yes.
For this game, not really, but...
But for the 7-Up product, perhaps.
I don't know about that.
The offerings of PepsiCo have not quite been represented.
Do they still make 7-Up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they do.
Sure they do, yeah.
I have not seen it. I've only seen Sprite anywhere in my life.
That is a Coca-Cola product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a while, 7-Up was kind of their version of Sprite, since, you know, it's... They have to have all of that.
It's clear.
Yeah.
That's why.
But I think it's kind of... It's gradually been replaced by Sierra Mist as we've gone along here.
It seems like it's the more... Sierra Mist is the more adult version of 7-Up.
It's the lemon lime.
It's matured.
Yes, it's mature. It is the mature lemon lime soft drink.
Yes. Although now, according to Wikipedia, Sierra Mist has now been renamed Mist Twist.
What?
What?
And Twist, TWST.
Oh, no. I do not approve of this. TWST. Yeah,
but that's how the cool kids text it.
Yeah, they don't have time for vowels.
This is Sierra Mist putting on a wig and going to high school and saying, "Hello, fellow children."
Yes, my high school chums. Have you heard of this new beverage? It's quite refreshing. It goes by the name of Mist Twist.
With no I.
Let me tell you.
It's easier texting.
It's not spelled the way you think it is.
And so by the way, there is... all right, before we get into the weird... variants of 7-Up. There's also there is a barbecue sauce and marinade flavored with Dr. Pepper, 7 Up, or A&W Root Beer. You can get
Do you choose one? No, I've had Dr. Pepper barbecue sauces before. I live in Texas.
Yeah,
we inject Dr. Pepper here.
And barbecue
vein,
sauce
into the vein.
Uh-huh. You just cut out the middleman and put them both in one.
Yeah.
How is it?
Peppery, kind of doctory.
Oh, you said.
Would you let it operate on you?
What?
As a doctor.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's already tearing apart your insides, so it's halfway there.
Oh, jeez. Have you ever been tempted into buying some of that 7-Up barbecue sauce, which apparently...
I've never seen nor heard of it in my life. That sounds disgusting. How dare you even bring it up? And I'm my finger is hovering over the disconnect button right now from you having...
I mean, it could be worse.
I think Teeb has a point where I don't really see 7-Up anywhere, I think. Or maybe I'm just not looking for it.
We used to go to a specialty shop.
It had its heyday, and then
the soda pop shop
kind of went away.
Go to the place where they sell all the soda waters.
at least in my local Stop and Shop, it's kind of in the middle of the soda aisle with like the knockoff store brand, like Dr. Thunder or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's like it gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, it
doesn't really stand out.
It's not with the rest of the Pepsi products, which are on one end of the aisle, and then on the other end of the aisle is the Coca-Cola products, like it's West Side Story or something.
Yes. Just can't let them be near each other.
No.
The Jets and the Sharks can't mingle.
No, can't cross the streams of soda.
The Greasers and the Socias.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm looking at the list on Wikipedia right now. Allegedly, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks about a dozen or more, about 14 flavors still around.
What?
Yeah, it could be, you know, it could just be that they're in foreign markets, kind of. So, I mean, you have some disgusting stuff here, like orange 7-Up, which apparently is available in Austria and the Netherlands, and that's it.
Hey, orange soda is pretty good, man. I wouldn't knock it.
Yeah, but I feel like when it comes to the orange soda, orange, purple, / grape, like that's like the dollar soda you buy the store brand in.
It's like the Faygo.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever that is.
Oh, get out of here!
You don't know Faygo?
Don't pretend like you don't know.
I don't know what that is, Faygo.
Ugh. Never mind.
I'm not hip. Faygo, Faygo is a soft drink company headquartered in Detroit, Michigan. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we don't have that out here, I don't think.
I think they only have that in Michigan and nowhere else in the world.
Mm. Well, it depends where a certain group is traveling. Then you'll find it everywhere.
Okay, well, you know, about this game that we played.
Let's just talk more soda.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, it's probably...
Yeah.
It would probably be more entertaining.
Welcome to Your Parents' Soda Fountain. Today we're discussing Moxie.
Your parents' treats. Your parents' tasty treats. Sizzling steaks and creamy cakes.
And a robot to count the money for you.
Friendly robot that counts it all up.
Honestly, fellas, I had more fun watching old 7-Up commercials than playing this game.
Yeah, I wish I had watched them. Or maybe just watch more gameplay, because this was terrible.
Yeah. Well, no, now Huel.
Please.
When I first started playing, I was like, "Oh man, this is Huel's game. This is something he would love."
Let me guess.
Because it's just basically Cool Spot. The video game is basically a reskin of Vector Man.
Yeah, I had a feeling this was coming. Because the little blobby things he shoots,
Yeah, and you can shoot diagonally. Shoot up and down. You can jump.
If there's one thing,
jump onto a platform, one platform to another.
They both shoot diagonally, so they're the same game.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I did like, fellas, aside from it being Hill's favorite game, Vector Man,
exactly the same.
Was the graphics were pretty decent. Had some decent graphics there.
I don't know.
I did enjoy. This is a personal favorite thing of mine, that they made everything to scale. Like, you're a tiny little spot going in the big wide world. It's like playing a Micro Machines game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked the art of the levels, but the design of the level was just really bad.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
It was completely confusing. It's just insanely confusing for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like right off the bat, like you're jumping around, like you get to the end of the level, like the literal end of the level. And all you can do from there is just jump around balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is terrible.
The reason being is because you have to collect a certain amount of cool points throughout the stage that makes your spot brethren appear.
Yes.
And once your spot brother appears, you have to go and unlock his cage. And then that finishes the level.
Well, yeah, I found the cage of the first spot, but then from there, you have to collect more points to unlock the cage.
No.
And I'm just like, this is not good.
Now, and I bet you played on normal difficulty. Because if you played on hard difficulty, you'd have to collect 100% of all the spots to go to the next stage.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
No, I did not change. I changed no difficulties.
Wow.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Woo. You know,
I also went for the Genesis. I figured no one else would.
That is a smart choice. The Genesis version is supposed to be the best.
Oh,
it wasn't great. So if that's the best one, not sure about the other ones.
I watched some video of the Game Boy version and it looked horrendous.
Oh, jeez, I couldn't even imagine. Oh my stars!
Yeah, how can you? You know, cram this much quality into just two colors.
Yeah.
I watched a TV commercial from around Christmas of 1991 or whenever this game came out, and it was saying, if you collect 4 proofs of purchase from 2-liter Sprite bottles, you can go to Sears and purchase the Game Boy version of Cool Spot for $20. That's right, a $5 discount.
Are you sure?
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, are you sure it was Sears? Maybe it was Leechmere or, Funko Land that you were thinking of.
Boss Cubs. It's also odd that you would be collecting Sprite UPCs.
Oh, well that's a misspeak on my part. As soon as we finish talking about this game, I will once again wipe 7-Up from my mind and never start it again.
Be completely erased until I listen to the release of this episode, as I tend to do.
By the way, I mostly beat like the first two stages, and then I was like, that's enough. But looking on YouTube, there are many levels set on ships. I don't know why, but a lot of ships. In this game.
A lot of boats, a lot of beaches.
Yep.
A lot of sand and
Yeah, surf. If I would also describe this game as shippy.
I get it.
Boom.
I get what you're saying.
Roasted.
Roasted, man.
Burnt.
Yeah, you got him. You got him good.
And this game has, by the way, after you collect all your spot friends on the last stage, the last stage is called Surf Patrol, and you're back at the beach. You collect your last spot friend, and the game just ends, and it'll say, wow, you collected all your friends. You beat the game. And that's it. There's no boss battle. You don't even see Wild Willy, Willy Wily, Wicked Wily Will at all in this game, and he is supposedly the captor of all these spots.
Mm.
the game just ends as soon as you rescue the last spot guy. And the most worst thing about this is that when it does end, it just gives you that the end screen that says, oh, congratulations for collecting all your spot friends. Unfortunately, you did not play on hard mode and get the real ending. When you play on hard mode, they had some kind of contest when this game came out if you played on hard mode, you get to the end, you take a picture of the screen that has the secret. Let me see, how do they describe it? Take a picture of the special secret screen that will be shown at the end of the game, and then you mail that picture along with a piece of paper with your name, address, city, state, and zip code to Virgin Games, then you will receive your cool prize within 6 to 8 weeks of our receipt of your picture and address.
Man.
Oh.
I wish I knew what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I didn't look it up or try to find it. I'm sure it was awesome.
It was a cool prize.
A cool prize. It's like a beach towel with a 7-Up logo on it.
Spot in the shades.
Yeah.
With a Z.
I'm looking right now, and nobody knows.
Really?
Yeah, the first result is a forum, and it says, what was the prize? And and the basic response was, nobody knows.
So it's unachievable.
Maybe no one ever did it.
It's possible. I mean, nobody would bother to even play that far.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
At least according to a commenter on Irate Gamer, someone said it was 6 cans of 7-Up, two other spot games, and an autographed can from the CEO of 7-Up.
Oh, wow.
That's going on the mantle.
Invaluable.
I mean, that...
two other spot games? Were there even two other spot games? Or are we jumping ahead?
Well,
here?
We've already talked about, you know, we talked about the, we played the Super Nintendo, you played the Genesis, and
different
Game Boy
platforms. Yeah. Okay.
They came out on many more systems than that.
How does that count?
There's a Game Gear version.
Yep.
There's the Master System version.
Mm-hmm. Amiga.
The Amiga, yeah.
DOS. I'm surprised you didn't play this PC Master Race.
Jaguars.
Yeah. A lot of cool spot games.
The board game.
Yeah. Now, I would actually compare this game to that Spider-Man game we played for 32X. Just because once you get past that first stage, there is just so much like blind jumps onto like up and down from platforms and that kind of thing.
I would say even on the first stage with those friggin' balloons.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is a lot of blind jumping.
Yeah, so, almost like a Sonic game, except, you know, Sonic games are normally at least fun for like 5 minutes until suddenly there are enemies everywhere. But
when you cannot run fast anymore?
Yeah.
At least with the Spider-Man game, you had webs to save you.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, you're just plummeting downwards into the sandbank.
Yeah, you're getting your ass handed to you by hermit crabs in this game. Oh, and just spiked shells that are laid out for no reason. It's like, here, you die on this, you little spot.
Crabs of many form.
Yes, the crabs are quite destructive in this game.
This game features the widest variety of crustaceans in all video game history.
Probably.
Well, you know, half the stages are set at the beach, apparently, for some reason.
That's where most 7-Up is drank.
Sure.
They did their research.
Yeah.
Where are the cool kids, like, drinking their 7-Ups?
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, how do we reach these kids?
Well, first they finish up with their beach volleyball game, and then they want to appeal to a hot lady, so they grab a thing of 7-Up and just go to town.
They set up their beach chairs amongst hermit crab infestations.
Yep.
And they just pop open that 7-Up.
Yeah, and they're wearing shades, but sometimes they wear the shades like on top of their forehead. That way they can like drop them down, like after they look at a hot lady. So.
And then they pull them down further.
Yeah.
Look at each other and like, huh? Look at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like the old Schmitz Gay commercials on Saturday Night Live.
How about that One Piece? It's the 90s, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the 90s. I was there for most of it.
Most? A lot of it got blurry.
Well, you know, I lost a couple of years to Space Invaders, but let's not talk about that. So, I don't know. This game isn't the it's not the worst product placement game, but it's not anything that anyone needs to go out of their way to play. It's not even like funny bad. Like,
no, you know, right. Yeah.
It's too average, or it's like too below average.
Yeah, this is a very average game.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think, I don't know, Brisky, you mentioned that you thought this was a decent game, or at least it got the rep as being the best licensed game. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just more that if you expect this to be a flaming garbage pile, like most of these games are, then your expectations are pretty low coming into it. And then you're like, oh, wait, no, this is actually kind of playable. There's tinny music covers of more popular songs like Wipeout. I don't know. It has the sheen of average on it. So.
Yeah.
Now,
not great.
How far did you guys get into this one? I only played two stages and part of the third, and I was like, yeah, I got stuff to do. I got to play Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I got to the second stage, then watched a speed run.
Yeah, I didn't even bother finishing the first
stage. Wow.
It just angered me. I was just like, this is just awful. I think I hated it more than you guys.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, between the three of us, we did some thorough show prep this week, but
yeah.
Well, what more did we need to do? At least T watched the speed run and 7-Up commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
I feel he made the most effort.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh my god.
I mean, so anyway, there wasn't any sequel for Cool Spot, but thankfully Alf came back in a Pog form. So those two things are not connected at all. But
I do have a reason why this game is the most best game of all time.
Oh. I would love to hear this.
It's a review of Cool Spot for the Super Nintendo by somebody named Spitball Sparky.
Alrighty.
Nintendo. Spot has a new game on the Super Nintendo. This time, it is a platform. If you like platform games, then this is definitely a game you won't want to miss. It is no match for a Mario game, but it is definitely worth a try. Here are my reasons. Story, 8 out of 10.
Oh, God.
People have had rumors about seeing the elusive little spot creatures roaming around, but none have ever been able to prove their existence. But one day, wild, wicked Wily Will captured all but one of the spots. The remaining spot, parentheses, you, set out on an adventure to save his fellow spots. Here's how it works. You have to find the cage with the spot in it at the end of each level. But before you can open it, you must collect a certain amount of points. When you do, you can open the cage and go to the next level. Good story.
Perfect.
Yeah. Graphics, 10 out of 10. The graphics in this game are very good, especially in the bonus levels when you are in a bottle of 7-Up. The beach levels look nice too. Sound, 9 out of 10.
What?
The music and sound are very well done in this game. The music always fits the theme of the level very well.
Okay.
Control, 10 out of 10. The control in this game is very simple, and it is not very hard to learn. You shoot and move. Not very complicated at all. Replay.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Replay value. 5 out of 10. Ooh. At the title screen, you can select easy or normal difficulty. You can only really replay normal because you can only beat the game on normal. Let me explain. If you set the game on easy and get to the last level, the cage will not be there. You beat the level by opening the cage. You can't open the cage if the cage is not there, and if you can't open the cage, then you can't beat the game, but you can beat the game on normal. If you have a younger brother or sister who wants to play, set them up on easy. They will lose interest fast. Overall, 10 out of 10. This game is fun for little kids, but can also challenge more experienced players. It goes without saying that you can't get this in most stores anymore, so you might have to go to Funko Land and pick it up used. But if you come across one, pick it up. So grab a can of 7-Up and an SNES controller and have some fizzy fun. Game Facts Review 5.0 Flawless.
Wow.
That's always my favorite thing about these reviews. Is the various non 10 out of 10 scores that lead to an overall 10 out of 10 flawless. Without flaws.
Well, you know, the good story helps to make up for that replay value.
The 8 out of 10 story really brings up the other categories.
Well, if you add the 8 plus the 15, you get 13 out of 10. So.
There it is.
That's all you got to do.
Flawless.
No, Spitball Sparky also gave a few other games 5 stars, a 5.0. He gave Adventures of Lolo 3 on the NES 5 stars. He gave Gyromite on NES 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And he gave the Super Game Boy 5 stars.
Oh, well, that I did like the Super Game Boy.
It's a neat adapter for those tiny detailed games.
Yeah, that was just a peripheral.
Yeah. No, you
peripheral.
Peripheral.
Peripheral. You could review all of those on Game Facts.
Okay.
He did not like Hey You Pikachu, though, I see.
Ooh. Oh, no. Really cool idea, but not the best game.
Not based on a soda. 6 out of 10.
the only other game he gave less than 3 out of 5 to is Kirby Tilt and Tumble.
What even is?
It's the Game Boy game where it has some kind of accelerometer inside the cartridge, and you tilt and tumble Kirby,
if you will.
That seems like a poor idea, but.
Well, it's like a precursor to the iPhone.
Yeah, that is where Steven Jobs got his idea for the iPhone.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. He was playing that tilt and tumble. He was like, wait, hang on.
He tugged at his turtleneck a little bit because he was getting hot. Because he was like, whoa, man, my mind's getting blown here. Ooh. Kirby is tilting and tumbling all over this Game Boy.
Called a meeting. He said, guys, got a hot take here.
Yeah.
Have you seen, or have not even, Kirby tilt and tumble? And a legend was born.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I made the mistake of clicking on this. He gives this... By category, story 8, graphics 7, sound 7, control 1, replay value 1, and then the overall score is 3 out of 10, so 1.5 out of 5. So he does go the opposite way, too.
Well, that's probably the best case scenario when you begin your sentence with, I made the mistake of clicking on this.
Good point. Yeah. I should just not read anymore. I think Todd's parents had it right.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. And he has quite the scattered listing of games that he's covered, which is bizarre. Like Adventures of Lolo 3, which, why not the first two? Gyromite, Spot the video game.
Didn't Teeb just do this?
I don't know. Well, those were some of the... Team just talked about the games he liked, which is basically all of
them. Oh, sorry.
Yoshi's Safari is also on here. So, it's all over the map, man.
Hey, man.
I don't know. Anyways. So, anything else you want to say about Cool Spot there, Heel?
I'm just wondering what or why is he shooting? Just what is being shot?
Is it's supposedly like, fizzy bubbles.
Yeah, yeah, is it carbonation? It kind of looks like little fizz, little
yeah,
shooting fizz all over the level.
Yeah, he's ejaculating fizz all over the level.
He's just at least it's not dribbling.
You know how monkeys at the zoo?
Got
it's kind of like that, but just with soda fizz.
Got a lot of power behind that fizz.
Well, you know, he's been practicing.
Yep, he's well hydrated.
Yeah. He's Cool Spot, not Lame Spot.
Flinging cool fizz all over the level.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, you know. Oh, OK Soda. You guys ever have that? That's good stuff.
OK?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, they had a big ad campaign and everything. Anyways.
Tasty fizz.
Brisket, do you have anything else you wanted to share about the old Cool Spot?
No. It really makes me want to play Yo-Noid just because the screenshots of Yo-Noid look more fun than this game.
No, they're not.
I don't know. We might have to play it at some point. Just only covered licensed games from now on. Only product placement. Yo-Noid, MC Kids, those horrible games from Burger King.
Isn't it just Mick Kids?
Oh, yeah, I said MC Kids.
MC Kid?
Sorry, MC Kids would probably be a good game about rappers.
Rapping Kids.
Yeah.
It's the sequel to Bebe's Kids.
You play,
they're all grown up.
You play as little versions of Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre going through the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would make $1 million. Shoot. We can't release this part.
Cut it out.
No shears. So anyways, I think we're good. So let's go right along to the email portion of the show. Huel, did you receive any emails?
Well, in fact, either fortunately or unfortunately, I did receive an email this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It is from Scootabout42.
Oh, Scooty.
Oh, old Scoots.
So, Scooty writes in, "Dear YPB, well, the last few weeks weren't what I thought they would be. Cooter Slut was right last week. We have agreed to meet. However, she has something she called a yob or a job. I'm not sure if it's a soft J. And wasn't able to drop everything to come see me. So I've had to come to her. I don't want to disclose her location for her own safety, but let's just say it rhymes with Shmawaii. I may have quite the journey ahead of me. What do you think are the best games to play as a couple? Sincerely, Scooterbutt42."
Oh. Good ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Variety.
Mm-hmm.
Teep, any thoughts?
Oh, this is.
I know. Usually, yeah. you're shunned to Daddy's closet when you want to go play. So maybe.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you don't have many options.
No, I mean this to me, as a couple, implies a man and woman, as the Bible told me.
Yes, of course.
And in most cases, the man enjoys the finer things, the more hardcore
finer things.
the good video games. And the woman, you know, she likes to bake cookies. She doesn't play video games that much. So when she does play, it has to be something light, something easy. Something that a woman can't be too violent.
No.
Not too violent. Not too risque.
Yes, cannot.
Not too risque.
No.
Has to be something she can handle because, as we all know, fellas, as we know, and as we have been taught in school, and as we've been taught by history, women are not as good as men.
Oof.
Sorry, I broke out in laughter because the thought of a woman beating a man at a video game is causing me to. anyways,
the very thought just
games for couples. Let's see. Mario Kart. Kart, there's a good one. Mario Kart.
Yes, of course. A great choice.
And if you play with your mate, play as a couple with the woman, they'll give her some blue shells so she can catch up.
What I say, just let her win. Let her have one. You know?
Okay, yeah. I mean, if that's your thing.
If it's ever going to happen.
Losing is your thing.
Just let her have one.
Okay.
Steve, any thoughts?
You know, I feel like we always mention this game when we're talking about multiplayer and co-op, but Guitar Hero.
Mm.
Or Rock Band, either one or both.
Yeah, because then she can take on the skins. She can pound them skins.
Yeah, just put it on easy and should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brisky would argue that she definitely can't play lead guitar, but, you know, maybe bass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's always good. I don't know. Anything on the Wii, you know, them sports games, them Wii Sports, that works out fine.
So. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, Brisket, did you receive any emails?
I actually forgot to check my emails this week, so keep those emails rolling. I'll get to it next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks to all my fans and people that write in. I get a lot of emails to sort through every week. I just didn't get a chance this week, and keep writing in, you know. I'm not ignoring you. It just takes me a little time. Thanks.
Oh, nice. Well, okay.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, I received two emails this week.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I just wanted to extend an invitation to you to attend this year's conference for the National Organization for Women because of all the fine work you've done to fight gender inequality. Sincerely, Gloria Steinem.
Oh, how convenient. I don't know why. Why should we? Okay, yeah.
We are modern men, right? We are not beholden to stereotypes.
This is the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been appreciating women since the 20th century, fellas.
Since about 12 or 13.
Yeah, that's when I noticed women and I put them up on a pedestal.
Well,
for their personality, their mind, spirit.
I don't want to say I'm not going to go, but I'm just going to say I hope the plane tickets are already in the mail, that they get to us before they listen to the show, because they might have a crossword or two for us.
Invitation withdrawn.
Yeah. Well, is that because Cool Spot is a very sexist video game? Why are all these spots male?
Where's the females? Where's the female spots?
Yeah,
why they all have little tiny red dongers hanging down? They don't have red hoots.
Yeah. How come they only make fizz? How come they don't make milk?
Yes.
right.
Yeah. Well, it's June 24th to June 26th in Washington D.C. So clear your calendars, sweet baby boys. We'll probably
I'll see you there, whoever that was that wrote that email.
I think it was a guy.
Okay, some dude. Yeah, some bro.
Feminist icon Gloria Steinem.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, the second email I got. What is the proudest gaming moment of your life? I will never forget the day I defeated Metroid. I felt like the king of the world and bragged for hours to people who couldn't have cared less. Sincerely, Pascal's Pager.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
By the way, though,
that is I wish I got this earlier, because I would have liked to have thought about this.
Well, I will say, while you ruminate there.
The nature of the shoe.
Pascal's Pager, that is an impressive accomplishment for him to beat the old Metroid.
The first one?
Yeah, he put Metroid.
Yeah, it's a tough boss fight.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that boss fight that's super hard. It's the fact you got to get through that goddamn corridor and shoot down them plexiglass things protecting Mother Brain. So.
Perhaps.
Tough.
Well, this is the same guy that thought getting to stage 6 of Kid Ick was no big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, good point. Good point there.
Meanwhile, I think the rest of us struggled to get to stage 2, stage 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 3.
Well, what about you, Brisket? Did you think of anything?
Well, this is a tough ask, and I'm, you know, my memory is not well, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So calling back to last week's episode, I would say a proud moment is when my guild downed Nefarian for the first time. That was a good one. Took a lot of teamwork and a lot of coordination.
Mm-hmm.
It was a proud accomplishment, and I got some sweet loot.
I think, yeah.
Well, my pick would probably be. I've gotten platinums in a couple of games. So I'd say probably either Rogue Legacy or some of the nerdy RPGs I've played, like the old Fallout. Like I have the platinums for Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. So.
Yeah.
Although for the Fallout games, it's not actually hard to get the platinums, it's just time consuming. So
there's like one or two hard ones, but really it's just exploring so much. But really, if you get a guide and you're pretty good to go.
Yeah, and none of the trophies in Fallout are difficulty dependent.
Yeah.
Like it would be one thing if you had to beat like survival mode. Like there's no friggin' way I'd be able to beat that in Fallout 4.
No.
And I'm actually curious. I still haven't started New Vegas, which I think I first mentioned like a year ago that I wanted to play it. But that game has a survival mode that is tied to a trophy.
Yeah, it already comes with it.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious to see how hard that one is to get. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it before, but I guess the only thing that's really kept a history of my gaming is just like 360 achievements, the old gamer score. Mm-hmm. And I think the one I'm the most proud of is 100%ing the first Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Yeah, that was a hard one. Just like getting gold and all those challenges, like the fighting challenges and the.
That's where I stopped. I stopped trying to get achievements.
Same.
I was like in a groove, and I'm like, I think I can do this, and like I dedicated like 2 or 3 weeks to like getting it, and it was tough, but it was probably my proudest achieve of the gaming kind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at my psnprofiles.com. If you punch in your name, it shows you a whole bunch of stuff about your gaming profile, and my rarest trophy apparently is the platinum trophy for NCAA football 2012.
Wow.
which I think is just the fact that so many people have that game that nobody actually bothers to unlock all the trophies.
Yeah, I was on a similar site, the trueachievements.com, which kind of ratios out like how many people have played the game versus actually gotten achievements. Mm-hmm. And of my ones, I was looking at as we were talking. Hang on a second. The Batman one, I think, is... It's actually 10th among the hardest, but it is my most proud. Because one of them, like five of them are from that like Kinect Adventures game, and I think those are only high ratio because no one bothered playing it more than like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can get rid of those, and we'll say Batman was fourth.
Yeah. I mean, also in the top 10, I have three for the game, this game called Equilibrium, which is for the PlayStation Vita.
Oh.
Which is, it's kind of like a weird simulation game where you, it sounds cooler on paper. It's kind of like EVO, yeah. Where you manage these like little creatures on a planet, and you're trying to like nourish them and get them to like thrive and survive. Except it's a pack-in game, kind of. It's like the one free download for the Vita. So everyone, apparently 62,000 people have downloaded it, and only like 2,600 have managed to get some of these trophies, which are like, oh, raise five animals, that kind of stuff. So,
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of
it's
my
It's a Vita game.
I looked at my rarest achievements on PC, and my absolute rarest one is playing as the Confederacy in the scenario in Civilization V and winning.
Oh.
But what's weird is that like another super rare one is in Grand Theft Auto V, where all you have to do is open the director mode and play as somebody you have unlocked. And all I did is just open the game and booted it up, and it gave me that achievement. And that is one of the super rare ones.
Yeah, I guess people on PC aren't achievement whores as much as like PS4 or Xbox.
Oh,
that's kind of what I would think.
Definitely not. Like I will check games on PS trophies just to kind of like look at their trophy guide, because I kind of do like to do the trophies just because they seem to like it you get into little nooks and crannies into games, and normally you do get rewarded, especially in Fallout, like some of the cool places you can find the bobbleheads, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But no, there are people who are like very, very devoted to the trophy thing, which is like they will not play some games if there are trophies that are glitched.
Yeah, because you can't get that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are some people who they only want 100% games on their trophy card, which is like mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I had a good maybe like 4 years of 360 playing where I wouldn't say I was obsessed, but I would do the best I could to get all the achievements I could that weren't like life ruining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some of them are just like...
Yeah.
There's like two categories of the trophies I won't go after, which is one, if they take like a million bazillion hours, like Final Fantasy X has one trophy is tied to you have to get every single item in the game, which is there's like over 200 and you have to like craft a bunch of them.
Right.
Which means you have to farm enemies, and it's, you know, it's easily something that would take over 100 hours just to do that. Like, never mind actually playing the game. And then the other ones are just, like, there's no way I could actually beat games. Like, beat Mega Man 10 on hard is one of them, I think. I think it was Mega Man 9, maybe. But, like, I could barely beat the game on easy, never mind on the hardest difficulty setting. Oh, and it was like, beat it on hard without losing a life.
Oh, yeah. Like, those kinds. Like, why? I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of glutton does this? So, yeah.
Yep. And
anyways, I think, did you guys have any more ads on that email?
I don't think so.
For proudest gaming moment. All right. In that case, then I think we're just about set to wrap up here. Todd, did you have anything else you wanted to add as we sign off?
Yeah. Programmer's hint, fellas. There are shiny little silver UFOs that you can jump onto like stepping stones, except you can't remain standing on them too long or you'll slip off.
Oh. It's a valuable hint for life as well. Huel, did you have anything else you wanted to add there?
Just that this game hit me right in the C-spot.
Sounds dirty. I don't know if we need to know that. But it's said and done. So let's just move on to happier times next week as we celebrate the life of one of our great American heroes, really. Here's a snippet from that game.